Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
And today we welcome in Tiana Schiesel, Director of Rehabilitation at Felician Village and the Greenfield Rehabilitation Agency. And Tiana, welcome.
Thank you.
We're here to talk about some home safety today, and as a therapist, let's talk a little bit about rug removal.
Yeah, so oftentimes when people think of home safety, they think of, you know, rug removals and making sure we don't have tripping hazards, and those are sometimes a frequent recommendation. But today I wanted to talk more about how a person, their environment, and their occupation, how there's a connection between all of that that helps them function.
Now, you bring up occupation. I thought we were going to talk about living in the home.
We are. So occupation refers to whatever it is that occupies our time, whether that's our home life, our daily skills, our work life. So it could be a job or an actual occupation, as well as our recreation life. So whatever it is that, you know, we find meaningful in our life that we do day to day, that's kind of what an occupation refers to. And so then it's this interaction of a person, their environment, and their occupation, and how there's this connection that really defines how any one person will function. And in this case, safely doing an occupation in a given environment.
Okay. That sounds, I'm almost there. Can you give us an example?
I do have an example. So oftentimes I will see people in short-term rehab, and they'll come to me and say that they were independent prior to going into the hospital. And maybe they haven't had a major surgery. Maybe they had just an infection or something not surgical. And we'll try working on getting dressed or putting their socks on, and they just absolutely can't do it. And I'll say, but you are independent at home. What's different? And I'll start to kind of ask some questions. And what I often will hear then is something like, well, I always sit on my bed and I prop my foot on the dresser drawer. Or I sit in this one chair in the living room that is low to the ground, and then I can get my socks on. So as a therapist, it becomes clear to me that while the person and the occupation are the same, right, putting your socks on, same person, what's different is the change of environment has led to them not being successful, in this instance, putting their socks on.
And this relates to home safety also.
It sure does, yeah. So in our homes, as we, a person continue to age, or maybe we have a new medical diagnosis or problem, illness or injury. As those happen and that impacts our day-to-day tasks or our occupation, then we may need to start looking at our environment to either help us modify or adapt to the changes that we're having as a person. And so they're all three of those things are connected.
And what might that look like?
So it could be as simple as talking with family to help problem solve tasks. So an example could be maybe somebody has macular degeneration and they're struggling to read the clock they've always had. Maybe it's as simple as they switch to an auditory clock. So now they can hear it instead of having to rely on their vision, which might be failing.
Sure.
Or maybe they have a clock that is brighter or a different color that makes it easier to see. Mm-hmm. So, being in the hospital for a rehab setting or a surgery, and now you have to go home, and let's say now you have to use a walker in your home. It could be as simple as maybe your couch needs to be moved 2 or 3 inches so that it's easy to maneuver that walker, which is now new and different for you compared to before.
Huh. And is there any remodeling or anything that might help out too?
Yeah, it could definitely be more complex, like a remodel or an addition. And that's where, really having you know, the foundations of a good support system, your friends, your family. And this is also where therapy can be referred to for a client to not only look at the person, such as what are their demographics, what is their medical history, but how is that impacting their day-to-day tasks, so those occupations, and then what in the environment is helping or hindering their safe independence. Mm-hmm. So we're going to look at things like their balance, their strength, their range of motion, you know, levels of pain. We're going to ask lots of questions because people will know what's not working for them. They'll say something like, you know, I used to be able to get myself dressed, but now my daughter has to lay the clothes out because my shoulder hurts and I can't reach my clothes now, you know, something like that.
Sure.
So then we do an assessment of the environment, and then we make recommendations from there. So those recommendations, they can be very low technology, low cost, free recommendations to help modify or adapt an environment. But it also may be that the environment is no longer conducive to the person. So if we're looking at maybe a diagnosis that is going to be more impactful long term, maybe you know, like a Parkinson's diagnosis or a major injury that's not healing the way you thought it was going to heal, that might be the time when that environment is no longer good. So that may mean a remodel or maybe even a change of the environment altogether. So this is where, you know, the patient's goals, what are their financial abilities, what is their safety, because that's utmost importance. And then looking at the supports for the environment. So can family, can friends help? Can a remodel or an addition be actually done? Or do you rent? And that's not an option. All of those kinds of things can come into play.
Sure.
So an example would be, you know, maybe your laundry is in the basement and it's not safe for you to go down there. So could a family or friend do your laundry for you versus a remodel where you would bring a washer and dryer to the first floor, which may or may not be conducive with the plumbing in that particular environment. So these are just examples. And then there's other things like looking at durable medical equipment. There are some things that can be covered by a client's insurance. But there's a lot of things that are not covered. And so, you know, could some things be rented? Could they be borrowed from family or friends or community resources,
sure,
things like that?
So, Tiana, what other services could assist with helping someone stay where they are?
Yeah, so, I mean, one thing could be home care services, you know, maybe to help with bathing as far as, you know, maybe they just need that extra support to get in and out of a shower, but not necessarily somebody showering them, you know, just having somebody in the home. Housekeeping tasks, vacuuming, things like that, running errands. A program such as the Felician Village at Home can also help with minor tasks that might be challenging or risky. An example would be maybe moving the patio furniture back where it needs to go for the end of the season, or carrying up those seasonal decorations from the basement that maybe wouldn't be the best idea for some people.
Mm-hmm.
They also just offer a daily check-in service, which can provide peace of mind to both the member as well as their family and friends. And Lauren here at Felician Village, she definitely is the expert here. And so you can definitely reach out to her and ask for any more information.
Well, Tiana, thank you. A lot of great information today. So glad you could join us.
Great. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaVillage.org to learn more.